Chapter 1, The Girl, 2024.
She's dead.
You sure?
Check her yourself.
Shit.
What are we going to do now?
The three men looked down at the naked, bruised girl. They began to dress themselves. They'd all partaken in her assault. It was not the first time. Drunken girls dressed immodestly were easy targets in the nightclubs. Provide some extra help with pills, coke, or just slip something extra in their drink, and they could do as they wished. Get them away from their friends, or take two friends to a party. They'd done that before. This one had been easy to get clear. Her friend was on the dance floor with her new boyfriend.
What will we do?
It wasn't a full-blown panic or concern for the girl. It was the problem of the jefe. They had been warned before. There would be no second chance.
I'll find my dad. He can take us on the ferry. We have to get her out of here first.
He rented the apartment.
We can ask Theo. He'll help.
You think?
We wouldn't have to leave then.
If the jefe finds out, he won't, he will.
Look, we take her and we dump her on the beach. A drug overdose, it happens all the time.
They overlook the girl's bruises on her throat, arms and legs, which could potentially challenge their narrative.
You're right, the police won't care. We take our bag of dope and use that to set up in, I don't know, Alicante or somewhere with tourists. We disappear. They won't look for us.
Jefe will. His bosses will. We owe for the coke.
I meant the cops.
If we move now, we can be on the late morning ferry.
How are we going to get her to the beach? We walk her between us. Just a drunken slut out late.
It was almost dawn. They struggled to get her partially clothed. Vomit surrounded her face. Eventually they managed to get her skirt and top on. They were all shaking. One went and got his car, and they managed to push the body onto the back seat. One climbed in beside her. The three drove to a beach. The sun was just rising. They needed to hurry. They stumbled as they dragged the girl to her resting place. They tried to cover their footmarks, but then rushed back to the car. Blood, vomit, and other bodily fluids covered the rear seat and provided distinctive smells.
We set fire to the car. We can get another one on the mainland.
My car?
Evidence. We also need to clean the apartment, then get your dad to take us over.
Where do you think you three fucking numbskulls are going?
Hi Theo, we thought we'd
spend the day on the mainland? Don't you have shifts tonight?
Yes, I thought we'd take a break. We'll be back in time.
You're not going.
Why not?
You fucking know why not.
Theo, we've done nothing wrong. Why can't we go and
shut the fuck up?
Theo demanded, pointing his gun at them.
Your father's van is waiting. We'll go in that.
Inigo and Theo stood waiting for their boss, the jefe, to arrive. Two more junior members of the organization were standing, smoking and waiting. The junior members had completed the physical questioning task. Their knuckles were bruised, and they had worked up a sweat. The two senior men looked down at the four kneeling on the plastic sheet, waiting for the jefe's decision, though they could guess it. All of them worked for the organization. Three of the men on the plastic sheet had been at the nightclub. They had taken the girl, the now dead girl. One attempted to get them off the island. It didn't take long for them to acknowledge their involvement in the incident. A spinning drill bit pointing at a knee